各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。在今天的节目中，哎，我们的另外一位节目主持人 Jody 怎么还没来啊？哦 ，Jody， 别担心，别担心，哦，他来了。
Yang Chen， I'm so sorry I'm late. Has the program started yet？
当然已经开始了。
Oh， I'm sorry. Hello everyone. Hello. Welcome to American Cafe. My apologies.
你怎么今天迟到了
？Just go ahead and start without me. I'm gonna get my bags.
哎，你干嘛呢 ，Jody？ 你能不能集中点精神啊？你竟然去逛街去了？
Shopping? No, 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 no. I was not shopping.
那些购物袋是怎么回事啊？
What bags? Oh, these bags. Right. You see, Yang Chen, I was doing research.
做研究？做什么研究啊？
Research on, buying and selling.
啊哈，做市场调查，那还不是和逛街差不多？
Okay, I may have done a little shopping, but I just wanted to get in the mood because I thought shopping is such a popular pastime for Americans. We could do a topic on shopping. What do you think?
我知道美国人，特别是女士们，周末喜欢逛街，我也很喜欢啊。哎，你下次再做市场调查，可要叫上我跟你一块儿去啊。
Oh, absolutely. Actually, for today's show, I thought we could talk about a special type of store that I've always wanted to know more about, a consignment store.
Consignment store. 诶，咱俩那天在 DuPont Circle 路过的那家店就是一家 consignment store, 对不对？
The one and the same. It's called Secondi Consignment Store. And when I went back, I spoke with Molly, an employee there, who helped me understand exactly how a consignment store operates.
我们就来听听 Molly 解释 consignment store 是什么意思。
And a consignment store is a store where people own...the items that the store sells for them on their behalf. The original owner of the items is only paid once the item is sold in the store.
这种商店在中文里应该叫做寄售商店。
Let's listen to Molly again as she talks more about how a consignment store operates.
The consignor comes in, one of the managers goes through the items and tells the consignor, yes, we can sell it, or no, we can't. Here's what we think we can sell it for price-wise. And then the consignor gets 50% of that price.
Molly 刚才提到的 consignor, right?
Consignor, correct.
就是委托他们出售商品的客户。一般来说呢，客户拿着东西到他们商店来，有一位专门负责收购的经理，决定哪些他们能卖出去，哪些他们不愿意卖，然后呢和客户商定价钱。商店呢会得到售价的 50%。
Wow, Yang Chen, you summed that up really well. A consignor is the person who brings the clothes in that they want the store, the consignment store, to sell for them. So a consignment is just like being a distributor. You know, a slang word for distributor is middleman. And you say middleman even if it's a woman.
在中文里呢 middleman 就是中间人或者经纪人的意思。
Oh, hey, Yang Chen, also at Secondi, they have a great system that keeps the inventory fresh.
这家商店就是 Secondi 这家商店。那么他们是怎么避免这个货品的积压呢？我们再让 Molly 给解释一下。
After the first month, the clothing goes down 20%, and after the second month, it goes down 40%, and then after the third month, if it's still here,the contract that we have with the consignor is that we can donate it automatically for them.
哦，原来他们的货物如果第一个月没卖出去呢，就要降价20%，两个月卖不出去呢，就要降40%，那三个月还卖不出去呢，就要捐出去了。哇，听 Molly 这么一说啊，如果我们每天都去这家商店呢，那你每天都能看见他们在货架上有新的东西。
Oh, they have some really great items there.Some were well out of my price range, too expensive.
我知道你说的 well out of my price range, 就是对我来说价钱太贵了，买不起。
But look at my new jeans, $28, and they still had the tag on them.
才$28，太值了。好了，各位听众，您今天了解了美国的 consignment store, 不知道您有什么感想呢？我倒是觉得啊，这真是一种很不错的消费方式呢，以低于零售商店的价格买到名牌衣服，这简直就是每一个女士的梦想。哎 ，Jody， 咱们现在就去吧。
Thanks for tuning in to American Cafe. Come on, Yang Chen, let's go.
谢谢您收听美语咖啡屋，我们下次节目再见。